You are listening to episode 851. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down today and connect to that best part of who you are that meditation brings out so beautifully. You are doing a very good thing for yourself as you get ready to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day in the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. This helps you to really master those qualities. And I also share with you a way to make meditation part of your lifestyle. So this is for a Tuesday's meditation, and every Tuesday I share a breathing technique, and I also share a technique to help you improve some part of your body. So the theme for this week is all about managing social anxiety. A very important topic, and this was a request from a listener. And so throughout this entire 7-part week-long series, you'll be exploring ways to use meditation techniques and how to incorporate a meditation lifestyle to manage those situations where you feel quite a bit of social anxiety. I think we all have this social anxiety to some degree over certain situations. We might be really good at managing these situations in other settings or with other people, but if it's an unfamiliar place or an unfamiliar crowd of people or even one unfamiliar person, it can stop us in our tracks. And it's as though we freeze. We're not sure what to do, how to act, what to say. We feel as though our confidence just plummets. And so I have some suggestions for how to use meditation techniques to help you with that. So I'm going to share the meditation lifestyle tip with you, and then I'm going to share the breathing technique to help you manage social anxiety. And I encourage you to take these into your meditation today. So practice it here with me and then do it in your meditation today. And if you really aren't sure how to do a meditation, or you love to be guided in a meditation, I know I do. Even though I guide people, I love being guided in meditations. You can absolutely find a way to receive a daily meditation where you're guided by me using these same techniques that I share with you here on the podcast. I also share those at a subscription meditation program that I have going on at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And for about 50 cents a day, you get a fully guided meditation, pure meditation, and I play the music extra long at the end. So you can do the technique I guide you through and then go into your own inner stillness with some beautiful music. So now let's talk about how your body feels when you experience social anxiety. Social anxiety can produce similar feelings as if you are having a heart attack, where your pulse beats rapidly, you can feel sick to your stomach, you can start sweating, you can start stuttering and stammering over your words, you can faint. If it's extreme social anxiety, especially if you have to present before a large audience, and you can get a headache, all these things physiologically can happen to you. So isn't it a lot nicer to apply some meditation techniques so you don't have to put yourself through that? Now, the listener who suggested this topic, she gave some great examples of how she feels when she's experiencing social anxiety. And she said that she kind of goes blank when she thinks about what she's supposed to do. She's a listener of the podcast, and she says that, you know, she's thinking, oh yes, I'll do a breathing technique. But she can't remember what that breathing technique was, of course, because when you're under such stress, you can draw a blank. And she said that even when she does remember, she can't really do it because she's used to doing this right as she's sitting during her meditation, but she can't do it in her day-to-day life. She feels like she has to be sitting quietly with her eyes closed in order to do these techniques. So I'm going to share with you today a very powerful, very simple meditation breathing technique that you can do, and you don't have to do it to any sort of counting or anything like that. It's just something you'll easily remember because it's very simple and it works wonderfully. So think about what your body's going through and then do the breathing technique. And I want to share one more way for you to empower yourself, to empower your body as you manage socially difficult situations. What you can do is stand up tall, just stand up tall, and stretch your arms upward over your head. Stretch your hands out wide, stretch your arms out wide. This technique is researched to help you feel more confident. I guess it's the bigger you make yourself look, the bigger you feel. So when you stretch your arms way up high, your hands up in the air, this can help you to feel more confident. So if you're getting ready to walk into a party that's packed with people you don't know, and you're arriving a little late, so everybody's already in their conversations, or you're getting ready to step on stage or into an important presentation, or you're getting ready to have a conversation with someone that could be a little bit tricky, take a few minutes to just stretch your arms up into the air. Keep hold them up there, walk around, and do this breathing technique. It's kind of like, it reminds me of when I grew up in the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. in Washington State, and we used to go hiking all the time in the woods, and they said, if you ever see a wild animal, if you stretch your arms up high and make yourself appear bigger, a lot of times it will run away because it will feel that you're more confident. Instead of feeling your fear, when you put your arms up like that, you'll look bigger and more threatening, and you feel more confident. So try this. Now, the breathing technique, as I mentioned, is simple. You're simply going to give yourself 3 long inhales and exhales through your mouth, or rather through your nose. This is going to calm your mind and body instantly. So you'll hold your hands up in the air and you'll inhale through your nose, a nice long deep inhale, and exhale through your nose, nice and long and deep and even. Don't let your breath rush out, just let it flow out. You can put your arms down if you want. Inhale through your nose, a long, deep inhale. Nice and even. oxygenating your entire body. And exhale through your nose, feeling the air flow outward gently. Again, a nice, long, deep inhale through your nose. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing the air nice and evenly, calmly. Notice how you feel. Do you feel the difference? You may feel refreshed and confident. It calms your mind and body. This has been a scientifically researched technique. It's easy to do. You can remember this the next time you are in a situation that causes you social anxiety. Try this technique. Again, you can put your arms up in the air to make yourself feel bigger just before you go out in front of a presentation or into a party where you don't know anyone or whatever the situation may be. Just remember to put your hands down. Otherwise, people may really stare at you, and that could create even more anxiety. And then do this breathing technique where you inhale and exhale through your nose. 3 long, deep breaths. Go and try this as you sit down to meditate. Bring it into your meditation ritual today. And again, if you want to be guided, you know where to find the meditations at sipandom.com. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.